And I'm here also. Tani Adam Shmiras Gufolov. Learn Adam, he has to watch himself. Like Rashi says, that the Mishnah says, Ushmiras and Alecha. So that Rashi says goes on Shara. The other Mazikim is called, you have to watch them. But when we're talking about Adam Mazik, Adam Mazik, then you have to watch yourself. Now the Gemara says, Maskev Lo Rav Mori. V'eimo Mavi Zehamayim. Why don't we say that Mavi maybe means a Mazik of water? So Rashi says that means Shim Shoifech Adam Meimav Lushus Rabim. If somebody throws his water into Lushus Rabim, or Bo Achav and not for Caleb, and somebody dirties his Caleb in the water. So Chayiv HaShoifcha, the one that throws it, should be Chayiv. And the Gemara says, Kidichsiv, like where's the posik that Mavi should mean water? Kidichsiv, Kikadoyach Eish Ha Mosim Mayim Tivu. When you're burning up the water, it should melt away. The hot water will melt away. Tiva Eish, it should be melted by the fire. So Kitta says the word here of Ha Tiva Eish, that the fire will melt it away. So Mephadimara now, Miksiv Mayim Nivu. Does it say that the water is Nivu? Tivu Eish Ksiv. It says Mashma, the fire will be bubbling. So it's not a din in water, it's talking about the fire, tivu esh. So tivu goes on esh, not on water. So therefore we don't say that mava means mayim. The poster does not say the word tivu by mayim, but rather the word tivu goes connected with the next word esh. Tivu esh, it's like esh is burning it up. The fire is burning it up. So the Gemara asks the question, okay, but again, maskev lo rav zvid. V'eima, why don't we say that mava zeh esh? Maybe Mavish should mean fire if so. The Chiksiv Tivu Veshu Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says now, Tivu Eish, it goes on fire, so fire is called like Tivu. The Mora says, no, Ihochi, if so, Maya Mavah Vehever. The Mishnah says, Hamavah and Ahever. So we know Hever means fire. So Mavah also cannot mean fire. The Chitain, maybe you'll tell me yes. And I'll tell you the Pshat from the Mishnah is, Perusha Kama Forest, the Mishnah is thus explaining itself. It's explaining, it says Mavah, which means Eish. What is Mavah? Hever, fire. Maybe it's only one, it's just explaining. For the Gemara, no. If that's the Pshat, Arbo, why does the Mishnah say there are four of us Nezikim? Shaloshehevi. The Mishnah's only talking about three. It puts two of them as fire. So only you have Shor and Bor and Eish, that's all. Vichitema, maybe you tell me Tana Shor. The Yispeitarti, when the Mishnah says Shor, it means two. And therefore you only need two more, just a bor and eish. Heyachi, if so, loy zev zeh sheyesh bem ruachayim, not these two things that have ruachayim, for the Gemara eish, ma ruachayim isbei, when it says shor and mavi, so together it says they both have ruachayim. What kind of ruachayim alive, life does eish have? Eish has no life to it. It travels, true, with keyachachar, with the wind, it could travel, but it's not called a balchai, it's not like a behemoth or like an odom. And secondly, my karehu esh. What does it mean, like esh? I mean, if mava means esh, you can't say it's keesh. So therefore, for sure, in the Mishnah says mava does not mean esh. So therefore, we're back to the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, whether mava means shein, according to Shmuel, or whether mava means Adam, according to Rav. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Dav Dalad on the base. Yeah, the Gemara says that Tony Rabbi Shir learned Shloisha also Ovis Nezikin. He learned that there are 13 Ovis Nezikin. Our Mishnah says 4, and he learned that there are 13. What are they? Like, what is the 9 more than our Mishnah? He learns Asher Mechinim is 1, because Allah reads Asher Mechinim is Chayiv if he was Pasheya. If he did not watch it well, so he has to pay it. That's also called the Mazik. Fi Hashoyel. Hashem Mishol, if you borrow something, then you have to pay for everything. Only if it's Meis Machmas Malocha Yipotah. Noisei Socha, if you receive pay for watching, if you are a paid watchman, and then even if a Gneva happens or an Aveda, you have to pay for it. Fiha Seicher, if you rent it, if you pay money to rent it, also, you have a Locha like Hashem Mishol, Machlekes later. One sheet is, you have a Locha like Hashem Mishol, you also have a Gneva of Aveda. And all the Dalit Shemrim say in the Torah, therefore they're called an Av. Also, by Adam HaMazik, there's such a thing as Nezek, Tsar, Veripoy, Shevus HaBoshes. If an Adam hits another person, he has to pay Nezek, the actual damage, then also Tsar, the pain that he caused him, Veripoy, the doctor bills, Shevus, the compensation, if it can't work,
you have to pay how much he's losing out. Uboishes, if you embarrassed him, you have to pay for the embarrassment. So that's 9. V'yabor demastisin, and the 4 of our Mishnah, that's how you have 13. Hotelei, so that's how we have 13. Now the Morasakashiv saw Batana Didan, my time alatoni honey. How come the time of our mission does not learn 13? How come we only say 4? What happened to these 9? So Bishle Melish Shmuel, it's very good according to Shmuel Shita that we learned before, that Beniske Mom and Kamari. Shmuel says in our Mishnah, it says Mavir, it only means shame. Shor in the Mishnah means rego, and Mavir means shame. If so, our first mission is Beniske Mom and Kamari. It's only talking about damage that happens through our momen, through our axis, through things that are our animals. But Beniske Gufolai Kamari, our mission is not talking about nezik that the person does with his guf. That's why it doesn't say these other 9. Elul Rav, but according to Rav, listen, Rav says, when our mission is says, Mave, it means other mamazik. So according to Rav, our mission is talking about other mamazik. Says, so listen, how come he doesn't learn his extra 9 that we should also have 13 of us nezikin? Tomorrow says, I'll tell you, Tana Odom, for Chomilu the Yodim. Rav says, no, when our Mishnah, according to Rav, at least, when the Mishnah says, Mavir, it means Odom Amazik, and all these things are included in Odom Amazik. That's why it says it's just one Odom, and we don't have it divided into 9 different categories. For the Gemara of Sol, the Rabbi Shia Namis, now it's a Kasha contra Rabbi Shia. Ho Tani Le Yodim. How could Rabbi Shia say there are 13? These 9 and the 4 of our Mishnah, if Mavir in the Mishnah means Odom Amazik, so how could you say another 9, it's included in Odom Amazik? Someone says, no, Rabbi Shia learns, Trei Gavna Yodim. We learn 2 different types of Odom. Torna Odom, the Yadik Odom. In the Brisa, Rabbi Shia here is talking about if a man hits another man, where here you have to pay the Hei Devorim Nezik Tzari Yipushevus Rabbi Shia. That's what the Brisa, that's what Rabbi Shia is talking about. The Torna in our Mishnah, when it says Mavir, Odom, the Yadik Shor. Our Mishnah, when it says Odom Amazik, it means Odom, the Yadik Shor. So that's why it says it in 2 different categories. For the Gemara, if so, Yochi, if so, Shonami, say the same thing by Shor also. Listen, Trey Gavni Shor. Why don't you say 2 types of Shor? Listen, Shor, the Yazik Shor. Listen, Shor, the Yazik Odom. Say 2 types of Shor. Sumara says no. Hi, Mai. What's one have to do with the other? Vishleim Odom, the Yazik Shor. By an Odom, there's a difference in the halachis. When an Odom is Mazik Shor, Nezikud, the Mishalim, that's all, not more. But Odom, the Yazik Odom, when a man hits another man, then Mishalom Abod Devorim, then you have this extra of Tsar, Reaper, Shevis, and Boishas. So that's why it says in 2 categories, Mav in the Mishnah is when Odom hits a shore, and in the Brice it's when an Odom hits another Odom. El is shore, but it's time to learn 2 types of shore. Mali shore, the Yazik shore, Mali shore, the Yazik Odom. What's the difference? Edividi, Nezikud, Mishalom. In both cases, no matter who a shore hits, the owner only has to pay Nezik the damage that he caused. Not the boishes shevus ripui. So that's why we don't say 2 types of shores. Not a marsakash shayvor shoy mechinam. The yashoy yol noisy sachav yasoicher. That the chias rabbi she learns this before separate office of Odom. I the Odom the yasik shorhu. This is also a case an Odom is yasik shore. If you're a shomer over the shore and something happens to it, so good it's considered like you do the damage, but you cause damage to a shore. So since we already learned Mavir in the Mishnah, which means Odom, the Yazik Shor, why do we have to repeat it again and say Shomer Shachinam Shomer Socha? Samurai says, no, that's not Ukatoni. The Kasher is what? That these things are Odom, the Yazik Shor, Ukatoni, and we learned it secondly. Why? We learned it already once. Samurai says, no, I'll tell you, Tone Hazeka de Biyadayim. In the Mishnah, when it says Mavir Odom Amazik, it means when the Odom hits a shore directly with his hands. That's one type of an Odom Amazik. Ukatani here, when it says Shoy Mechinim, the Shoymrim, has Zekah the Mamela. This is a Chiddush that an Odom is Chayiv. Because even though you don't really actually hit the shore, just the fact you do not watch it, and something happens to it, you're Chayiv for it, that's called Hezekah the Mamela, that happens by itself. So that's why it says in a separate category that this also is considered enough. We'll see later why they're called Ovis. So this is Rabbi Shia's Allah of 13. Now another Brisa, Tony Rabbi Chia learned, Esrim v'yabo ovus nezikim, he has 24, another 11. What's the extra 11? Tashlume kefil, if you're a ganef and you have to pay back kefil, the double. V'tashlume yabo v'chamisha, if you steal a shor oseh, and either you shecht it, or else you sell it, you have to pay dalav v'hei. V'ganef v'gazlin, a regular ganef, Rashi says in the case where he's meida, that he was ganef. So he doesn't have to pay kefil, he only has to pay nezik, just the actual keren. The same thing, a goblin only pays Karen. The Yadim Zemimim, in the case where 2 Yadim says that Reuven owes $100, and then later another two Edim come and say the first ones were Imanu Hayisem, you were with us, you're false Edim. So the Lachar is those first two Edim have to pay the $100. That's also included in the Mazik. V'yohinis, if a man is manas, a girl, a naro, that he has to pay the father 50 shkolim. V'yamafat, if he talks her into and he lives with her, he has to pay the father 50 shkolim. Or Moshe Shemra, and a husband, that's Moshe Shemra, that his wife lived with another man, he has to pay 100 shkolim, the Torah says. That's also called like a mazik, you have to pay the money. V'yamatama, in the case where a man takes a sheretz and goes to his friend's tamei and touches it, his friend's truma, and he's metama, his truma, shechaveroi. So your mazik, his truma, now you can't eat it. The truma tamei, you can't eat. So you made his truma tamei, you're a mazik, yechayiv. Fihamadama, that's if you mix up truma and chulin. If your friend has a barrel of apples, and he has next to it two apples of truma. If you mix the two up, you make all of it medama, which is called a suffix if it's truma, that you have to sell it to a kohen, and it's not worth so much. So therefore, you have a loss. Fihamanasach, if you go and make yayin nesach, you take your friend's yayin, and you make it yayin nesach. I yishalish become live. The rabbi nay, that was the Gemara in Gittin we had, that midagvulei is kinda and is chayiv mister first later. A kopon of yom anasich, you make your friend's wine into yayin nesach. You are mazik and you made it also bahano, so you have to pay for that. So that's 11. And bahani trace of the 13 before Rabbi Shia hoesrim viabor. That's why you have 24 according to Rabbi Chiya. Now the question is, Rabbi Shia, my time latoni hani. How come Rabbi Shia does not learn these extra 11? The Torah says b'mamayno kamari. Rabbi Shia is only talking about mammon, what you have to pay according to how much damage you did. There's no special amount. It's according to the damage. That's called mammon, money. But b'knasa lo kamari, these cases of kefa, which is always double, and dollar the hay is always 4 or 5, or else edim zemimim, or else oynes mafata, mashishemra, these are all knosses. So Rabbi Shia was not talking about a knas. Fred Gemara, is that true? Gana for gazlin the mamainu. We're talking about one of these cases of gana for gazlin. That's mamon. According to how much money you stole, you have to pay. That's money. So listen, why doesn't Rabbi Shia learn the case of gana for gazlin? Sumer says that's not shreya. Katoni le shrei mechinav yashreil. It was already learnt in the halach of a shrei mechinam. Shreil is lavdavka. That means in the case of a shrei mechinam, like Rashi says, we'll have the Gemara's later on, that if you're a shrei mechinam, and the owner comes back and says, give me back my shor, and you say it was stolen, toyin tanas ganif, it was stolen from you. And later we find out nothing doing, just you yourself holding on to it. So the locher is, the shomer is chayiv as if he's a ganif. So it's a chiddush of a ganif by a shrei mechinam. If he's toyin tanas ganif, and later we find out that he's the ganif, he has to pay. So there's the case of the ganif even by a shrei mechinam. So Rashi says this, but he doesn't say the two cases, shrei mechinam and ganif, because in the shrei mechinam there's a chiddush of geneva or gzela. For the Gemara of Sov, Rabbi Chiya Nami, Hotan Le Shem Echinam, the Yashoel. Was Rabbi Chiya say it separately, Ganav Gazlin and Shem Echinam? It's included in Shem Echinam. So Marit says, no, Rabbi Chiya holds, you can make it into two categories. Why? Because Tani Mamoino, the Yosel Yode Betera, by Yashoemer, when you first received the axe to watch, it came into your hand the heter. You were allowed to receive it. Like you were a Shoemer, he gave it to you. Just later on, you're a toy in Tainas Ganav. Later on, you say it was stolen from you. So that's one type of a ganif. Uketoni, then the Rabbi Chiya learns a pure ganif a gazlin. That's a ketoni mamayna, the yosli yadei v'yisura. That's a pure ganif a gazlin, that betchila. When it came into your hand, it came into your hand, b'yisur. That's another category of an adam, of hamazik.